现在是闵行区2020学年第一学期高三质量调研考试英语试卷听力测试时间。先试音，试音的内容是一段音乐，时间约半分钟，请调节好音量，现在开始试音。试音结束，听力测试现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Well, your blood pressure seems to be fine and your blood sugar is at a normal level. Have you been going to the gym often?
Yes, I have my own personal trainer and she is helpful. Actually, we've become good friends.
Question. Who is the woman speaking to?2. Daisy was very angry yesterday because I lost her notebook. I have to see her and say sorry again.
If I were you, I'd let her cool off a few days before I see her.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
3. How is it looking for our picnic tomorrow? I've got the food from the shop.Are we going to get wet?
The forecast says it will be a bit windy, but I don't think the food will be blown away.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
4. Emmy, everything seems to be rolling before my eyes. It must be the exposure to the strong heat of the sun.
You'd better lie back still for a while.Take it easy for the rest of the day and stay in the shade. It's too hot today.
Question. How does the man feel?
5. Mike and I are having a party next Saturday. We wonder if you and Susan would be free to join us.
Sounds great, but I'd better talk to Susan before we say yes.
Question. What does the man mean?6. I'm thinking of joining a tutoring group to help the students in need, but I have to spend much of my spare time.
It does take up your spare time, but it pays off in the long run.
Question. What does the man mean? 7. I'm sorry I have caused your uncle so much trouble.
Don't worry about it.He's never happy unless he has something to complain about.
Question. What does the man say about his uncle?
8. I'd like to talk to someone about the t-shirt. It has shrunk to half its original size.
Sorry about that. We've had a lot of complaints about the t-shirts. Don't worry, you'll be fully refunded.
Question.How will the man's problem be solved? 9. You look excited. What's up?
I took some pictures of the flowers with my new camera. I can't wait to get them printed and see if they're as good as I thought.
Question. What is the woman eager to know?
10.Your exam is over, isn't it? Why aren't you cheerful?
I don't know. It isn't that the questions were too hard. But I feel uncertain when I find the book we read doesn't seem to cover the questions.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you'll hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Animals are good weather predictors because of their highly developed senses. Before a storm, dogs may sense the change in air pressure, causing them to bark and make attempt to seek shelters. Cats act almost in the same way. Mice and deer are also good weather indicators. Field mice come out of their holes and run around. Deer leave high ground and come down from the mountains. Birds are especially good weather indicators because they also show the effect of the air pressure drop in many ways. For example, some birds become extremely excited and quarrelsome and will fight over the piece of bread. Other birds sing noisily just before a storm. It seems they know they won't get another chance for an hour or two. Birds also seek safe places before a storm. You will sometimes see birds settling in trees or gathering together on a wire close to a building. Pre-storm low pressure makes the air so thin that birds have difficulty flying. It is unusual to see many birds flying overhead in the summertime, rather than during the periods in the spring or autumn. Watch for other weather signs if you see this. If they fly in the wrong direction, they may be flying ahead of a storm.
Listen again, please. Animals are good weather predictors because of their highly developed senses. Before a storm, dogs may sense the change in air pressure, causing them to bark or make an attempt to seek shelters. Cats act almost in the same way. Mice and deer are also good weather indicators. Field mice come out of their holes and run around. Deer leave high ground and come down from the mountains. Birds are especially good weather indicators because they also show the effect of air pressure drop in many ways. For example, some birds become extremely excited and quarrelsome and will fight over a piece of bread. Other birds sing noisily just before a storm. It seems they know they won't get another chance for an hour or two. Birds also seek safe places before a storm. You will sometimes see birds settle in trees or gathering together on the wire close to a building. Pre-storm low pressure makes the air so thin that birds have difficulty flying. It is unusual to see many birds flying overhead in the summertime, rather than during the periods in the spring or autumn. Watch for other weather signs if you see this. If they fly in the wrong direction, they may be flying ahead of a storm.
Question 11. According to the passage, what do cats do before a storm?
Question 12. According to the passage, how can birds sense the coming of a storm?
Question 13. Which of the following can be the best title for the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Officials in some countries are encouraging people to switch off at the end of the working hours. A new labor law says French companies must guarantee a right to disconnect from emails outside office hours. Some French companies have already put rules in place to prohibit employees from using their email systems. These measures are designed to ensure respect for balance between work and family and personal life. In its neighboring country, Spain, the government is considering reducing Spain's long workday by 2 hours and shifting clocks back an hour to the country's original time zone. The 11-hour day currently includes a break for a siesta, which literally means a rest or nap. However, many employees don't take a siesta because they are unable to return home in the afternoon. In Germany, the employment ministry prevents its managers from contacting staff during off hours, and the major companies including Volkswagen and BMW have adopted the policy. In 2014, automaker Daimler began automatically deleting emails sent to employees on vacation. Similar employee health protection measures are also introduced to Asian countries. In Japan, Tokyo's governor has ordered municipal employees to finish work by 8 p.m. to fight against karoshi, or death from overwork. Lights are turned off, and anyone found at their desk is sent home.
Listen again, please. Officials in some countries are encouraging people to switch off at the end of the working hours. A new labor law says French companies must guarantee a right to disconnect from emails outside office hours. Some French companies have already put rules in place to prohibit employees from using their email systems. These measures are designed to ensure respect for balance between work and family and personal life. In its neighboring country, Spain, the government is considering reducing Spain's long workday by 2 hours and shifting clocks back an hour to the country's original time zone. The 11-hour day currently includes a break for a siesta, which literally means a rest or nap. However, many employees don't take a siesta because they are unable to return home in the afternoon. In Germany, the employment ministry prevents its managers from contacting staff during off hours, and major companies, including Volkswagen and BMW, have adopted the policy. In 2014, automaker Daimler began automatically deleting emails sent to employees on vacation. Similar employee health protection measures are also introduced to Asian countries. In Japan, Tokyo's governor has ordered municipal employees to finish work by 8 p.m. to fight against karoshi, or death from overwork. Lights are turned off, and anyone found at their desk is sent home.
Question 14. How do some French companies guarantee employees off-to-work life?
Question 15. Why can't many employees in Spain take a siesta?
Question 16. What is the passage mainly about? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
You seem to be worrying about something. Is it the job stuff?
Exactly. I've got two job offers, one from a technique school and the other from a comprehensive school.
What do they offer you?
Well, the technique school is offering a 2-year contract, which could be renewed, but the comprehensive school is only offering a year's contract. It could be renewed, but you never know what is really going to happen 1 year later.
I see. The comprehensive school job is less secure, but I don't think you have to worry about steady jobs as a newly graduate.
That's true. I'm only 23.
What about the salaries?
Well, the comprehensive school pays much better in the short term. I will be getting about $42,000 a year there, but only $30,500 at the technique school. But then the hours are different. At the comprehensive school, I'd have to do 35 hours a week, 20 teaching and 15 administration, while the technique school is only asking for 25 hours teaching.
Can you describe the jobs a little further?
The technique school is all adults who are mainly preparing for working certificates. The comprehensive school wants me to do a bit of exam preparation, but also quite a lot of work in companies and factories, and a couple of children's classes. Oh, and a bit of literature teaching.
Well, that sounds much more varied and interesting. And I'd imagine you would be doing quite a lot of teaching outside of school and moving around quite a bit.
Yes, with the technique school position, I'd be stuck in the school all day.
Listen again, please. You seem to be worrying about something. Is it the job stuff?
Exactly. I've got two job offers, one from a technique school and the other from a comprehensive school.
What do they offer you?
Well, the technique school is offering a 2-year contract, which could be renewed, but the comprehensive school is only offering a year's contract. It could be renewed, but you never know what is really going to happen 1 year later.
I see. The comprehensive school job is less secure, but I don't think you have to worry about steady jobs as a newly graduate.
That's true. I'm only 23.
What about the salaries?
Well, the comprehensive school pays much better in the short term. I will be getting about $42,000 a year there, but only $30,500 at the technique school. But then the hours are different. At the comprehensive school, I'd have to do 35 hours a week, 20 teaching and 15 administration, while the technique school is only asking for 25 hours teaching.
Can you describe the jobs a little further?
The technique school is all adults who are mainly preparing for working certificates. The comprehensive school wants me to do a bit of exam preparation, but also quite a lot of work in companies and factories, and a couple of children's classes. Oh, and a bit of literature teaching.
Well, that sounds much more varied and interesting. And I'd imagine you would be doing quite a lot of teaching outside of school and moving around quite a bit.
Yes, with the technique school position, I'd be stuck in the school all day.
Question 17. What is the man mainly worried about?
Question 18. What do we know about the man from the conversation?
Question 19. What does the woman think of the job at the comprehensive school?
Question 20. What can we infer from the conversation?
听力测试结束，请同学们继续答题。